Hello, my audio boo friends. It is December 8th. It is 7:15, and as tradition would have it, I'm driving off to do the groceries tonight. It's a very, well, it's not such a cold night. It's only -7, but it's damp. It's a type of cold that cuts right through you. It doesn't matter what the heck you're wearing. It's just this, the dampness just gets, ugh. That's one thing I dislike about Montreal. The winters, not only are they cold and snowy, or can be, but downright humid and damp and just icky. Winter ickiness. All right. Let me turn up what I'm listening to. Hang on. That is a piece of music called Odd Welcome. It's the very first track on the very first CD of a set of 3 CDs of a concert by Tangerine Dream that I just got in the mail today. Completely surprised. It's my employer's. You know how I work for that company and for which I write reports from home? Well, they sent me a little care package, little Christmas care package, and it had this CD, in fact, a set with a little booklet, and it's Tangerine Dream, which is kind of odd because I only started being interested in Tangerine Dream about 2 or 3 weeks ago. So I have no idea how in the world they figured it out, but there was a letter in the package. There was a letter basically thanking me for the year's work and so forth, wishing me a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And in it, the woman states that she had to do a little bit of snooping around to figure out what I would like. Now, either they knew I liked electronica or electronic music, and if you do sort of punch up electronic music or electronica or anything like that in Google, you tend to hit upon Tangerine Dream. You probably hit Jean-Michel Jarre as well. I mean, unless somebody told them, unless maybe they have somebody on, maybe they listened to some of my audio boos. I hadn't thought of that. That would be sneaky of them to listen to audio boos and maybe came across my audio boo where I mentioned Jean-Michel Jarre. Interesting. I may have to ask them that in the spring. They're supposed to have a get together sometime in late spring, and I'll go down there, and maybe I'll ask her. I'm just curious, you know. And by then, you know, the novelty will have worn off about how she, surreptitiously found out my musical tastes. But I'm really pumped. It's probably going to be among the nicest gifts or gift, very personal gift that I get this year. I honestly think so. And I love concert CDs, concert recordings. I think I've mentioned this once before where I love kind of sitting down or lying down with a good pair of headphones with the lights turned down or completely off, and then putting on some music and just getting completely immersed in the experience and pretending like I was actually there, you know, during the concert. And considering the atmospherics that this music seems to have, although I'm only listening to it, it's the first track from the first CD in the car at the moment, I do plan on listening to it tonight. Maybe not all three CDs, I'll see. But I believe that's what I'm going to do tonight, is just sit down on my bed, if I don't fall asleep because I'm extremely tired, with my headphones, and just take it all in. And yeah. I posted something on Twitter today. I came across this wireless speaker that completely blew me away. It's called the Clio, and if you go to my Twitter feed and look it up, I can't remember. Well, I didn't post that many Twitter things today, so you'll see it. And I found it on a website called The Grommet, which I subscribe to. I suggest, if you really are into gadgets and like cutting-edge new technology, to check out The Grommet. And you can subscribe to the sort of like an email newsletter. I think it's on a daily basis. I think, well, anyway, you can get the digest or take the daily or weekly versions. And every day they will post sort of a highlighted gadget of the day. And I've just come across the wildest things on this website. Really amazing stuff. And okay, well, let me explain it to you very quickly, because I'm almost at my destination. It is basically a clear piece of curved plastic. Think of it sort of like a windshield on a motorcycle or something, okay? To try to visualize it. It's sitting on some kind of plastic base, it looks like. Width, I give it maybe 10 inches to 12 inches. Height, about 10 inches high, maybe 12 inches high. It's hard because in the video, there's nothing really to be able to gauge the size. But it is a wireless speaker that supposedly emanates the music in a parabolic wave of some sort. I know it sounds kind of outlandish and a bit of UFO-ish, but I mean, it's very expensive. It's like $350 US, so it's a little bit on the expensive side for me anyway right now, but it's certainly something that intrigues me, and maybe in the future, if the price drops, it is something that I would certainly look into. Very, very interesting gadget. Anyway, I'm not even sure why I brought that up, to be honest with you. I was thinking about something. Oh, atmospherics, yes. And how I'd love to listen to something like what's playing right now on a speaker like that. And speaking of interesting speakers, I'm just going to bring something up that I'm sure many of you have heard of. Maybe some of you even have, although they're very expensive. But I think, was it Quad? Used to make electrostatic speakers. Does anybody remember the Quad electrostatics? They were these huge, wide, flat, diaphragm-like speakers that just basically you would put them in a room and the speakers would disappear. The only thing about them, if I remember correctly, is they didn't have much bottom end. They didn't have a good bass. But for highs and mids, they were just the cat's meow, as they say. They were really, really good. And yeah, I guess in talking about that super crazy Clio speaker made me think of the Quad electrostatics. And I'm wondering, the little wheels are turning, and I'm wondering if those Quad electrostatics might not be on eBay, you know? Maybe for a decent amount, I don't know. But I remember they had to have these huge power supplies. And I think the first ones were even tube amplifiers. So imagine that, the subtlety and the richness and the warmth of a tube amp coupled with an electrostatic speaker. Ah, good old audiophile in me is coming out.